Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm thrilled to have Bill Van Dyke join me. Bill, good morning.
Good to see you, Eric.
Hey, looking at Mortgage Review, your this is an offering that you give out 10 minutes of somebody's time to save tens of thousands of dollars. Give me a few examples or even just one really good example of somebody that you've taken through that process recently and what kind of savings have they seen in just 10 minutes of time on the phone with you.
Well, our most common, we actually have three different people now, is when people have accumulated credit card debt, but yet they have substantial equity in their home.
Mm-hmm.
Rates are still low, where people are able to refinance, pay off other outstanding debts, and come out where their new monthly payment is substantially lower than the sum of the monthly payments they had going in.
I love this because if you do that refinance, and even though you are building up the body of the debt, meaning if you owed $100,000 and you had $30,000 in credit card debt, you're now owing $130,000 on your property instead of the $100,000 that you had before, the $30,000 additional amount of body of debt that you have on your house is going to cost you so much less per month, as you just said, than what the credit card interest would be charging, that you can use that savings to kill the debt faster.
Pay it down faster.
Right. And that's the word amortization. That's a French word, which means literally to kill. So if you want to amortize your loan faster, you refinance to a lower interest rate, take the savings, and just crush the debt faster over time. In the meanwhile, though, that interest is tax deductible when it's against your principal residence, whereas credit card interest is not. You have to not only make the money to pay the interest on your credit card, but you have to make the money that you're paying in tax, okay, to be able to pay that. So, for instance, if you're paying $300 a month in a credit card bill, and most of that is interest, you have to make about $400 to pay that $300 because you've got federal and state income tax that you have to pay first before you pay that $300. So, whereas the interest on your principal residence is tax deductible, so you don't have to make that additional sum of money. It just is a no-brainer to do a mortgage review with Bill Van Dyke. I bring Bill back because he is consistently saving my clients money. I know he can do the same for you, and I want you to reach out to Bill today to review your current mortgage situation, whether you've got credit card debt or not, you're thinking about getting a second home, or you're in a house and maybe you refinanced 4 years ago. You think, hey, I just need to review this. You need to review it at least once a year. And for 10 minutes, you can save tens of thousands of dollars. This is an absolute no-brainer. Bill, best way for our listeners to reach you would be your phone number, which is
301-941-1992. Or email me at bill@gotoparadigm.com.
Great, Bill. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning. Appreciate you coming on.
Always happy to be here, Eric.
Out in McLean, Virginia, I sold a home this past year, this year actually, 2015, where the home was right on Old Dominion Drive. In fact, if you drive down Old Dominion, you may still see my sold sign there. It was a great sale. It was a house that was on the market for a little while. It was a tough sale because architecturally it had unique angles to it, and it was right on Old Dominion, which is a fairly trafficked road, which is between Arlington and McLean. Now, the seller of the property is a great guy. Great guy, and he had owned the property for many years, built this house for himself, and then decided it was time to sell. The buyer had unique requirements for it, and they went through a host of different inspections in the process of deciding that this was the right house for them. And as you'll find, when you sell a house that is a little different, maybe has different angles to it, different construction patterns or otherwise, buyers are being extra careful in doing deeper inspections than may be normal. This is nothing to be afraid of. In fact, recently I sold a home. In fact, we're in the middle of the contingency, the escrow phase between the inspections and the settlement. I sold a property that the buyers were buying one of my listings, and I happened to write the offer with the buyer, not representing the buyer. The buyer is acting as a customer. I'm representing the seller, who's the client, and that's the only way that I work. Okay, let's be clear about my relationship with any seller. I treat them as my client. If a buyer comes in and loves the property, I'll be fair, honest, and ethical with them, which is appropriate, but I will not be representing them. If they want to make a price, an offer, I tell them to offer the most that's possible. So we ended up selling the house at full price for $348,000 in Rockville. And it was a two-bedroom, one-bath house that had an unfinished attic and had a 1950s basement with the mid-century furniture and the old wood bar in the basement, with the Rolling Rock sign in the back behind it and so on. It was a kind of a cool house, really well constructed. In fact, the seller's a great guy, super guy. The buyers wanted to do a variety of inspections and needed extra time. Now, normally an inspection period from contract to finishing the inspection is typically about 7 days, but sometimes buyers need more time because they're traveling. They're going out of town. Sometimes they need 15 days or otherwise. And as a seller, I tell my clients, if a buyer has a reason to need more time and there's not a pressing second offer coming in on the property, it's better to take the contract, give the buyer the time that they need, because the historical percentage of homes that fall out on a home inspection is less than 5%. Most houses that get to contract go to closure. Most houses that get to contract will go to closure even after they go through an inspection. It's the rare house where the contract blows up on the home inspection. And sometimes it has nothing to do with the house and has everything to do with the buyer. I've had contracts where the buyer was absolutely committed, wanted to buy the house, but then a life situation changed even within a week, and they had to change their mind. When I sit with a seller and I tell them what I do as an agent, that my fiduciary duty is to represent their interests, well, the Civil Rights Act of 1866 made it clear that we treat all people, regardless of color, the same. That's right, 1866. Now, we know many laws were enacted after that, and there was a lot of unfortunate behavior that didn't match up to that law, that civil rights law of 1866. So further legislation, most notably the Civil Rights Act of 1968, made it clear that you could not discriminate against somebody based upon color, based upon their religious belief. And so we treat everybody the same at the Eric Stewart Group. We treat everybody. I don't care. The American with Disabilities Act of 1990 and all other acts tell us, hey, let's treat everybody the same. It doesn't really matter where they come from, what they smell like, how much, what matters is how much green they've got, right? How much money they have, and do they want to buy the property, and are they willing to do what it takes? But then, once we've got somebody who's taken an interest, we have to be vigilant about vetting the buyer to make sure that they really are capable. In McLean, a year ago, I had a home for sale where this home was under contract, set to go to settlement. The purchaser had provided two pieces of information that I demand on every contract, and this was the teeth behind the contract. A, the letter from the lender that says, this is how much, we think that this person can afford, that we've checked their credit, they appear to be capable purchasers. Great, got the lender letter. They've got their credit check. They look good this way. I have another form that I ask for the buyer agent to have their buyer fill out, and that's called the financial information sheet. The financial information sheet, the buyer says, this is how much I make. These are the assets. These are the debts. And then checks off four important boxes. I have no judgments. I have no lawsuits. I have no liens. And the last one is, I have no knowledge of anything that would negatively cause me to not be able to get a mortgage. And then they sign their name to that. Well, last year, a buyer committed fraud on the purchase of one of my properties. Now, I got to tell you, I'd never had it happen. I'd never had a deposit forfeited in my career. We've had buyers lose their jobs on the way to closing. Nothing we can do about that, right? I've even had people who've passed away on their way to closing. Nothing we can do about that. But a buyer who says that they can afford something and then says they don't have any reason to believe they can't, but then does things to themselves or has already done things negatively to themselves that they don't reveal, well, shame on them. And the $25,000 deposit that they put up for this house in McLean, we secured 100% of that deposit, gave 100% of it to our seller. It was painful for the seller. It was painful for me. You know, it was painful for my relationship with the seller. It was just a difficult situation to walk through as an agent. But the good news for the seller is they got 100% of that deposit. We put the property back on the market and sold it within a few weeks, and they ended up better for it. It's an important part of being a real estate agent. You have to not only be good at selling the value of a property, the market of a property, and being able to find the right audience for the property, but you have to know how to discern who is good and make sure that as you make the decision that someone's good, that you have the teeth in there to get the deposit for your client if, in fact, the buyer's not been honest. But, hey, look, out of 2,500 transactions, I've had a deposit forfeited, you know, once in my career. That's pretty good. And that says that we write a very tight contract and we really protect our sellers very, very carefully. Hey, if you're thinking about selling or buying, go to ericstewartgroup.com whether you're in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia. Toll free, too, 800-900-9104. I'll be right back with more right after this.